Stephen now discusses Habit 2, begin with the end in mind. Habit 2 is based on the principle of personal leadership. Stephen explains how we can create powerful mission statements in our personal and family lives so that we can focus on a vision of the future which will be greater than any baggage we might have from our past.
Now, in a sense, Habit 1 is the habit of personal vision. You gain a vision or a personal sense that you have this internal power to choose your response, and you can choose on the basis of values. But notice that assumes values. That assumes a self-chosen value system. That's what Habit 2 is. You take leadership of your own life and of your family life. Habit 1 tells you that you can do it. Habit 2 tells you what's the direction you're going in. That's the habit of personal leadership. You lead your life. So the second habit, to begin with the end in mind, in a sense, is the test of our meaning. What is our life about? What is our identity? The whole family cannot begin with the end in mind without a common purpose, a common vision. What if family members participated to create that vision and purpose and to really participate in it and to create it over a period of time where they really own it, they feel it? This is our vision. We share it together. To begin with the end in mind is the most important decision, the most significant decision, the leadership decision, because you see, every other decision, large and small, will be influenced by that decision. So with Habit 2, essentially the principle is one of the intellectual or the mental creation, which means you're deciding what are the things that are truly important. That is the fundamental principle. You have a sense now of guidance in your life. You don't climb that proverbial ladder that's leaning against the wrong wall. You've done the essential family leadership work.